the business news with Brian Finn.
Mary, thank you. Corporate tax has come back onto the agenda with a draft budget in the US proposing a minimum rate of 20% on the overseas earnings of big US companies. That would amount to a 5% premium for US firms on the 15% rate that the government here agreed as part of the OECD corporate tax deal. Seamus Coffey is lecturer in economics at UCC. First, we might cast our minds back to this very momentous decision by the government here to sign up to the 15%, Seamus. It went off the agenda very quickly. Has anything happened in the meantime?
You're absolutely right. When the OECD deal was essentially set back last autumn, Ireland said that we were going to sign up to that. And then pretty much before Christmas, it had gone off the agenda. I know events since then have clearly superseded it. But yes, things have happened. Like the OECD agreement is advisory. It is up to countries to implement the OECD agreement. And for the EU, this will be done via EU directive. And of course, EU directives are legally binding. And before Christmas, the EU published a draft directive for the minimum tax that EU countries are seeking to agree with. There have been objections raised by a number of countries, not yet by Ireland. And of course, other events maybe have held it up. But with France holding the EU presidency for the first half of this year, it is something that they will want to see further progress on. So it's possible we will see an agreement on that draft EU directive for the minimum 15% tax as the year progresses.
And where does the whole thing stand in the US now? If memory serves, Joe Biden hasn't got it through Congress yet.
That's a very important question. Yes, there's always been doubt about whether the US could deliver on the terms of the OECD deal. But even before the OECD deal, the Biden administration were proposing measures that went beyond what was ultimately agreed. The Biden administration are proposing that their existing minimum tax go to 20%. They have a minimum tax on the foreign profits of their multinationals, currently of around 11 or 12%, depending on how it's calculated. Now, that is lower than the current 12.5% rate in Ireland, and the Biden administration are proposing to increase that to 20%. But it's the US Congress that passes US tax laws. Ultimately, all the president can really do is sign what Congress passes. And given the arithmetic in the US Senate and a lack of unity in the Democratic Party, it means there has been difficulties in getting these proposals through, which have been there now for more than 12 months.
So is the 20% rate unlikely? And if it did come through, what would it mean for companies here? Would it negate the benefit of being here potentially?
Absolutely. If you look at what the larger countries are trying to do, like this agenda has been driven by the larger countries, led by the G7. And they are seeking with this minimum tax to reduce the tax advantages that smaller countries can generate. The larger countries aren't in a position to reduce their tax rates because of the cost it would impose, just given the size of their economy. But it's something that smaller countries, and we know that Ireland has done so for a considerable period of time. So if there was to be a 20% rate, that would significantly impact the gap that those smaller countries can generate. I don't think in and of itself the 15% rate would be hugely detrimental from an Irish perspective. It's not a big increase on the 12.5% rate, but crucially, from an Irish perspective, we now have a principle that countries can come together and essentially dictate and control the Irish corporate tax rate. So 15% mightn't be much of an issue for Ireland. But if the US was to go to 20% or the OECD agreement was to go to 18, 21 or 24%, that certainly would be an impact.
Is next year looking a bit ambitious for all of this to come into effect?
Absolutely. Like the OECD said that this would be in place by 2023, meaning January 1, 2023. And already the EU have said that they won't have their directive implemented until December 31st, 2023. So the EU are saying, yes, we'll abide by this tight timeline of having it done by 2023. But the EU have already pushed it out to December 31st, 2023. So it is being intended to happen very rapidly. The EU looks like it can get agreement on a directive for the minimum tax, although, as I said, there are some objectives from a number of member states. It is hard to know what will happen in the US, particularly with midterm elections coming up in November. So this is all very uncertain at the moment. It does look like there will be a 15% minimum tax in the EU, but what happens elsewhere remains to be seen.
Seamus Coffey of UCC, thank you very much.